Hi. Hi. My name is Nadia, and welcome to Nadia's Little Talks, episode fucking 5. Oh my god. I'm genuinely just winging it this whole episode. I had a lot of things that I needed to say, and get off my chest, and I'm always genuine with you guys, and yeah, I needed to talk. So thank you for being here to listen, if you're listening. Today's episode is about giving up and how to keep going. It's gonna tie into a lot of things, honestly, but this is something that I need to talk about, and that, I don't know, I just fucking feel like somebody needs to hear what I have to say, and maybe can relate to me and what I've been going through, like, because I'm always going to be honest and open with you guys, because that's the whole fucking point of this podcast. So I hope that I help. But happy Pride Month, by the fucking way. Everybody, just, I love this month, just like I love last month. Mental Health Awareness Month. I love Pride, and I love Pride Month, and I am proud of everyone, regardless of who you are, whatever. I'm proud of you, and be proud. I want you to be proud of who you are. And don't let anybody fucking bring you down. You can love whoever the fuck you want to love, period. Okay? I'm proud of you. And you should be proud of yourself, because you're amazing. You're an amazing, beautiful person. And don't ever be afraid or ashamed of that. Because you shouldn't be. Okay? Just want to let you know that. And also just say happy Pride. Every month is Pride Month, you know? You should be proud of yourself every month, every day. But, I love having our little month to ourselves. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know if that makes sense. But anyways, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whenever you're listening. I hope you're doing well, and I hope that you're reaching your goals and working on yourself. And if you're not, that's okay. It's okay. I hope this episode helps you and all of my other episodes. I can't believe we're on episode 5. And like always, I can't like fathom for some reason the amount of love I get on the episodes. Oh my gosh, like on my episodes. I don't know why. I'm just like, I think I said that in episode 4. I don't know, that I'm never expecting it. And it just like makes me want to cry, because like people genuinely have been like, hey, like I want to start a podcast now, and like I related to you because of this, and like when I heard you say that, I was like, bitch, yes. And I'm like and then I see people like post about it, and like it'll show on their lock screen that they're like listening to it, and I'm like, bro, what, who am I? It just makes me really happy, and like I can't even describe, honestly, because like my whole point was to help people. I like to help people. I always have. And this helps people. So, like, that means more to me than you guys know. And I know I always fucking talk about this every episode. I always do. But I don't give a fuck. I'm not gonna stop letting you guys know how much this means to me. That you're even listening. Like, what the fuck? My episodes be long sometimes, and honestly, you could probably be doing other things, but you choose to listen to my shit, and that means a lot. So, getting into this fucking episode, I actually don't have, like, a, fucking, like, script or anything. Like, I don't have anything. I literally got up and was like, I need to say this. I need to fucking talk, okay? So if you're here, you're listening, thank you, as always, and, let's get into it. Okay, let's get into it. So, yeah, this episode is about giving up and how to keep going. And like I said, it'll tie into a few things. But I felt like there has been, like, many people going through a lot of things lately, and, like, but, like, a big reason is, like, a lot of people are, like, you know, moving on to different chapters of their, to new chapters, I should say, of their life, and, like, people are going through a lot of shit. I know wholeheartedly that I'm not the only one, and it's been fucking hard, okay? It's been fucking hard. It's been mentally challenging and physically challenging, I'm sure, for a lot of people, myself included as well. Like, it's... life's been tough. And, you know... It's really important, and you don't know how much it matters to not give up on yourself. And let me talk about what that means. And I promise you, I'm going to try not to cry because of how much I relate to this topic right now in my life and what's going on. So fucking bear with me, okay? I told y'all I'm going to be honest and open, and I mean it. I mean it, okay? So, let's talk about what giving up, on yourself means. Let's talk about that first, for people who don't understand. I feel like it could, look like a lot of things, but, you know, this is Nadia's Little Talk, so you're gonna hear what I have to say, in my opinion, obviously. But I feel like giving up is like, you kind of, stop trying. Not kind of, but you stop trying for yourself and, a lot of the times for your life. And, you kind of stop caring and, not... You don't want to do a lot of the things that you like to do or that you feel like there's no point. I'm literally speaking all of this from experience. You feel like there's no point, and you feel like you're just done. You're just fucking done. Because why? Like, because why keep going? Because, like, literally for why? Like, I've asked myself that question more than, you know, like, people know, obviously, but I feel like that's what it means. You're just kind of done, and you're just done trying, whether it be like mentally, physically. You just give up because you're like, why? Or like, what's the point? Or like, you know, I feel like a lot of these things people have thought in their head, and it's so easy to give up. It's really easy. And to give up on yourself. And I feel like, you know something that pisses me off? I feel like a lot of people, like, take that as, like, or, like, see that as, like, you being, like, weak, or you're just, like, you're not strong because you can't keep going, and because, like, fuck you, okay? First of all, I just because I'm at a moment in my life right now that I feel like I need to give up, and that I want to give up, and that just whatever I feel, fuck you, because my feelings are valid. And if that's how you feel, then that's okay. That doesn't make you weak. That doesn't make you less than because you don't want to keep going. Or, like, I hate when people try to downplay other people's feelings or, like, tell you how you should be feeling. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't be up in my business, okay? No, but, like, I'm serious. Like, I'm serious. Like, it doesn't make you weak. And it doesn't make you less than a person just because you are having these feelings. Like, you have been through a lot. And I'm sure nobody knows the half of it. Mentally, physically, whatever you have been, you've been through a lot in your lifetime. in however many years of living, you've been through a lot, and I don't think it's fair for other people to make you feel like your feelings aren't valid, or that, like, you're just being dramatic. I hate that shit. You're just being dramatic. You're just, it's really not that serious. Like, so what? You have this and this, this and that going on. Like, it doesn't mean you need to give up, or, like, this and that. Like, don't give up on yourself. Like, you know, obviously, don't give up on yourself, but, like, when people, the way that people say it, and, like, it's not them actually caring, or, like, making your feelings validated. They're just, like, telling you their opinion. And honestly, I don't, you know, sometimes don't remember asking for it. You know, people just like to insert themselves sometimes into people's feelings. Like, what are you doing? But that doesn't make you weak, is my point. It doesn't make you less than. It doesn't make you any of that, because whatever you feel is valid. I'm pretty sure you've been fighting for a very long time. You know what? You're really tired. And it's okay to be tired. It's okay to not want to be strong in the moments. It's okay to not want to keep going. Because I'm not going to sit here and tell you, like, what you should and shouldn't do, but I'm going to explain it to you in a different way. Because a lot of people are like, no, do this, and, like, don't do that, and, like, da da da. Like, it's a lot easier said than done, first of all. And I'm just going to start off by, like, or not start off because I've already fucking started, but, like, explain from, like, experience. And this specific topic, or specific, you know, point. Giving up is really easy, and there are times in your life where you have, like, exhausted yourself mentally and pushed yourself to all in sometimes, and you feel like there's kind of no reason to keep going. And, I've had that recently. Like I said, I'm gonna be honest and open, because I want you guys to understand that, everything I say is always coming from a real place, and it's always something that I've personally experienced or personally been through, because I feel like it's really important to a lot of the times relate to people that need it, because you can talk all about, like, you know, topics and, like, this and that, and, like, how all the topics that I talk about, anybody could talk about personal development and, you know, loving yourself and things like that, and self-care. Anybody could talk about those topics, but it doesn't mean that they fully understand, because they haven't been there in those situations. But I have, which is a big reason I love my podcast, and the fact that it, you know, relates to so many people, because I literally feel you. Like, what you're feeling, I'm almost positive I felt it before, and I've been there before. That's a big reason I love my podcast. But I think it's really important to, like, that you feel me, and that I feel you, because I understand, and because I understand, I'm able to give my opinions and advice, and speak my thoughts, and help people. So, yeah, I recently have been, like, on the verge of giving up, I guess you could say. You can say I kind of did. There's a point in my life pretty recently that I just didn't want, because of, you know, things going on, I kind of just was like, why? Like, oh my god, there's literally always something happening in my life. Like, why am I trying? And, like, why do I have, like, why to so many things? why am I still trying to be, like, a really people pleaser, and, like, why do I need to keep fighting because something else is gonna happen, and, like, why this? I'm like, I don't know. So I, like, kind of stopped. I kind of did give up a little bit, and I stopped taking care of myself. And if you know me personally, if you're listening, you know me. You know, like, you know, it takes a lot for me to stop caring about myself. And I did, actually. I, like, literally wouldn't get out of bed, and I just felt like there was just no point, because, like, where am I going? Like, where is my life going? And this and that. And I just didn't really see a need to, like, eat and, like, get up and, like, do things and shower and, like, fucking clean and, like, you know? And I gave up for a brief period of time. On me. And I can understand what that does to you emotionally. I was crying, like, I probably couldn't stop crying, and it was hard. And there's a lot of things that I ask myself. It was pretty hard to realize a reason to keep going, and like, why do I need to take care of myself? You know, like, I like, me personally, I had to stop eating because I was like, I'm, like, fat. I don't want to, like, I'm too, I don't want to lose. Like, to me, not saying there's anything wrong with that. To me, I was just like, I don't want to be, you know, like, over my weight. Like, I want to lose weight. So I stopped eating because I was like, well, I mean, it's working, so why not, you know? And I just didn't feel like getting up. And I just stopped taking care of myself. And it took a little bit for me to, and, like, having loved ones, for me to realize that, like, yo, I need to take care of myself, because, like I say in all my episodes, or at least I know I've said it in a few, like, the only person at the end of the day that you have is yourself. And if you're not taking care of you, like, mentally, physically, that takes a toll on you, and obviously that's not good. But if you have found yourself in that state as of recently, and you're just, like, done, and you're, like, done trying, and you're like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I still getting up, and why am I still, like, or going to work, or why am I still, like, why? If you find yourself asking yourself why, and wanting to give up, and all those things, those feelings are okay, and your feelings are so fucking valid, dude, but I want to let you know that I know that you don't see it, and I know that you don't realize it, but there is a bigger reason for you to keep going, and you need to keep going. You need to keep going for you, and honestly, whatever else you do it for, keep going. It's really easy to give up, but it's even, it's harder to, it's easy to give up. It's harder to get back up and keep going. That takes a lot of strength. And even just to realize, like, that you know, are not taking care of yourself, and that even just realizing, accepting those emotions also takes a lot, because as far as emotions go, you know, a lot of people, I know, myself included, kind of dismiss their emotions. And in those times, they kind of dismiss them, like, nah, you know, whatever, or like, I'm not feeling like this, or like, it's fine, I'll be okay, I'm okay. Like, if you're not okay, it's okay. Like, it's fine. Because you don't have to put on a face because of any reason. Whatever you're feeling is okay. And if you're not okay, then it's okay. Cry. Like, if you're sad, because one thing I did was deny my depression. Oh man, I denied it so fucking hard, dude. Hardcore. I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm chilling, you know? I'm not sad. Why be sad? You know, like, I got this. And like, it's good. I was, you know, at least, you know, cheering myself on and trying to be positive. But that can also kind of be toxic for you, because you're just denying and dismissing the emotions that you really feel. Because I would go home and I would, or like, I mean, before, I would, like, come back, or, like, I would just sit and have time for myself, is my point, what I meant when I just said that. I would sit down and be like, damn, like, when I'm alone, and be like, damn, I would just cry, like, I'm really not okay, and I keep trying to be okay, because I don't want other people to, you know, be like, what's wrong, or like, you know, I don't know. So I dismissed my emotions for a very long time, for a little while, and I was just like, you are okay, and you're happy, and yeah, and I wasn't, and also because I didn't want to be sad, I didn't want to be depressed. Because I know what that feeling feels like. I hadn't gone through it in a while, those emotions. So I was like, I don't want to be that. Like, yeah, I'm not, that's not me. Don't dismiss your emotions. I genuinely feel like it can be toxic for you. Because you walk around, you know, pretending like you're good and telling yourself that you're okay. And then when you're alone and, you know, or maybe even when you're with loved ones, or, you know, you just want to fucking bawl because, you know, and then you realize you're not okay. And that's okay. I don't know. I can't stress that enough, that it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be depressed. And, I just want to let you know that you're not alone, and, how you're feeling, and if this has been you lately, or at all, in your, like, in your life, anytime, you're not alone, and, I know how you feel. I've been there. I'm still healing myself, and it's literally a one day at a time, is what you have to do. It's important to take things step by step, especially in your healing process, whatever you're healing from. And, know that you can get back up and keep going. And remember what you're doing it for. And if you don't have, you know, people or anything to do it for, or you're just like, well, I don't have anybody, or well, I don't have this, or my life sucks, and I don't, you know, do it for you. Do it for you, baby. Because I promise you, at the end of the day, you're going to thank yourself for it. You're going to be proud of yourself for it. Just from experience, I got up and actually started taking care of myself recently, and like in days I had not done anything and for myself, and I got up and I wanted to cry because, and I still want to cry because you don't really know how much that takes a toll on you. And then you stand up and you're like, damn, like, I got out of bed. And, like, damn, I did this. And, like, fuck. Sorry. Told you guys I would try not to cry. But You know, you like get out of bed and you're like, man, I did that. I got up. That's something to be proud of. And I know not a lot of people can realize that and be like, okay, well, what the fuck? Like, good for you. Like, you know. But for other people, that's hard. And that was hard. Because of the mental state that you've been in and physical state that you've been in. And that was hard for you, but you did it. You got up. You ate something today. I'm proud of you. If all you did today is get up, I'm proud of you. If all you did today was eat and you haven't, I'm proud of you. If all you did today was fucking smile, bro, in a long time, I'm proud of you. You know, you don't ever know how much the little things matter till you're like fucking down and you're just like, man, I miss laughing. Maybe that's why I'm laughing so much in this fucking podcast, in this episode. But I miss laughing and like smiling. And for some people, like, it's really not that big of a deal. Like, little things, it's like, okay, like, you do that every day, or like, you know, you're supposed to do this, or you're supposed to do that. Like, no, like, fuck off. Let me be proud of myself for something that I did, even if it was not as important to you. Like, it was important to me. Wow. The other part to this episode is how to keep going. And I feel like it's a lot like easier, I guess you could say, shown than like said, I guess. But how to keep going, I feel like that kind of ties into what I said, like, remember who you're doing it for. And if it's for like not, if like not for anyone else or nothing else, do it for you. Because do it for you. How to keep going, like, I did talk about it a little bit by saying just like those little things that you're proud of yourself for, like getting up. That's you trying to keep going. Getting up, drinking some fucking water when you haven't had anything to eat or drink for days. Getting up and drinking some water. Getting up and cleaning your room when you just have, it's just been a giant depressed mess. Like, that's you trying to keep going. Reaching out. Oh, this is a big one. Reaching out to people when you need them, when you need that, when you need someone to talk to and to get out your feelings and whatever, a hug, a fucking, just to lay down with them. Whatever you need, reaching out to somebody in those moments is you trying to keep going. Literally every little thing that you do when you get up out of that bed, or when you are sitting there thinking, whatever you do, you're trying to keep going. And I don't want to like confuse people, or like, you know, I don't know, but like, it's okay. And I feel like I've expressed this before. It's okay to be sad, and it's okay to be depressed. It really is okay. However long you need, I'm not telling you to not feel those emotions, and I think that I explained that your feelings are valid, and it's okay to feel all of those feelings, and take as much time that you need. But when you're ready to get up, and I mean this in like the what's the term I'm looking for? I mean this in like the metaphorically, like when you're ready to get up and keep going, do something for you, because I know that you haven't been taking care of yourself, and you've been wanting to give up, or maybe you have given up, but when you're ready, obviously, it's time to pick yourself back up and realize that you are worth so much. And this world needs you. And if you didn't know that, I'm here to tell you. And if you needed to hear that, then I'm here to tell you. Because I know sometimes a lot of the things that I say, I need to hear myself. Which is probably why I'm fucking tearing up right now. Because I can imagine, like, literally talking to people. And, like, talking to you guys. And, like, seeing you guys, like, listen to my podcast. And, like, been like, damn, I felt that shit. Like, you know? I want you to know that you matter. And that you need to take care of you. And that you need to keep going. And I know more than anybody that it's a lot easier said than done, and like, you know, but just doing little things, don't let people downplay like you being proud of little things, of your little things. Not a lot of people realize that little things matter, because they're just like, oh, whatever, well, that's just a given, or like, that's just, I don't fucking know, I don't know. It matters to you, and it was hard for you, and you're doing it, and or maybe you did it, or maybe you want to do it, and you want to try, and I wish that in all of my podcast episodes, I don't know, like, I could just, like, give everybody, like, a fucking big hug, like, if you need it, I don't know. Off topic, but whatever. I wish that sometimes that I could just give people a big hug, because I feel like, and maybe, you know, maybe I could be wrong, but I genuinely felt like a lot of people needed to hear my podcast episode, and they needed to hear this shit, and let it sit with you and resonate with you and think about it and fucking re-listen to it a bunch of times, however many times you want. I'm here. And I know that I said that in my last episode too, that if you need to talk, if you need to anything, I'm here. And I know not everybody knows me personally, but I know that I put my Instagram in my bio. Or in the description, I mean. Look at me thinking about Instagram. Social media. Anyway, I put it in the description. Because I'm here. Because I know what it feels like to need someone. And I know what it feels like to have no one. And I know what it feels like to feel the way you're feeling. I do. And I know that I didn't, like, answer, you know, questions and things like that in this episode, but I genuinely, like, wholeheartedly needed to get up and just talk to you guys and get this off my chest, because a lot of people needed to hear it. And I hope you did. And I hope that it sat with you. And I'm proud of you. And I'm so proud of you. Whatever little things that you're doing, whatever little accomplishments that you've had, whatever it is that you've got going on, emotionally, spiritually, whatever, I'm proud of you, and I want you to keep going, because there's so much more for you coming. There's so much more. But when you're ready, it's time to keep going. And, I also want to, like, say that I know that my podcast helps a lot of people and my episodes help a lot of people, but I also want to, like, if you guys didn't know, this shit helps me too. I genuinely feel like I'm talking to you guys, and, like, when I post things, I get, like, so many beautiful messages from people that just, like, light up my fucking heart, bro. Like, you guys are amazing. And it's not, like, it's weird, because I just do this shit in my room with my little tiny little microphone. I do this shit. Like, it's so personal to me. And, the fact that you guys relate and, like, accept it means a lot. It means so much. And, yeah, I love you guys. And as always, forever, thank you so much for listening. And I hope that it helped you. Because that's what matters the most to me. And I will see you, talk to you guys next episode.